كأنه يريد أن يركب رأسه ويمشي على حريته وعلى شهواه، فيريد يكون أن يكون طريقا حرا يفعل ما يشاء، لأنه يرى أن السنة تحده من ضلاله وعتوه، فيريد أن يزيح السنة عن الطريق حتى يمشي على ما يشاء ويفعل ما يريد.
Know that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam, and one of them cannot be established without the other. And the Sheikh explained it, he says, Islam and the Sunnah are one, but people of bid'ah, people of animation, he says, ما نزل في القرآن نأخذه، وإذا we found in the Quran, we will take. وما لا نجده لا نأخذه، وإذا we don't find in the Quran, we will leave. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ألا إنما حرم رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كما حرم الله. The thing that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم makes forbidden to us is whatever Allah makes forbidden to us. ألا إني أوتيت الكتاب ومثله معه. Verily, have been given the book and the likelihood with it. For whoever, from the name of the Sunnah, Arafat al-Islam, whoever rejects the Sunnah, that is rejecting Islam, because the Sunnah and Islam are one. Because the Sunnah explained to us, Fara'id al-Hajj, wa al-Zakah, wa al-Jihad. So, let me have one, and the Sunnah, whoever rejects and leaves the Sunnah away, يمشي على شهوة، which is he will go according to his desire. يريد الحرية، he wants freedom, because the sunnah makes تحد من الأمر. And the sunnah will forbid him to do things that he will love to do, which is with only according to his desire. And he will resist things with تزيحه من السنة، which is leading away from the sunnah. Which means they will do things according to their desire only.
ثم قال فمن السنة لزوم الجماعة، ومن رغب غير الجماعة وفارقها فقد خلع رغبة الإسلام من عنقه وكان ضالا مضلا. فيقول الشيخ أن من السنة لزوم الجماعة، والجماعة هي جماعة الصحابة والتابعين وما كانوا عليه من الهدي الطيب. ولزوم الجماعة قد أشار إليه القرآن بقوله تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. الله قال ومن يشاقق الرسول بعد ما تبين، فلم يكتفي بهذا القدر، وإنما ذكر بعده ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين، وسبيل المؤمنين هم هنا الصحابة. فالذي يسلك ويمشي على غير سبيل المؤمنين فالله يقول نوله ما تولى، يعني نعطيه ما تولى من الضلال ونصله جهنم وساء المصير والعياذ بالله. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اقتدوا بالذين من بعد أبو بكر وعمر، الذين من بعد اقتدوا بكر وعمر. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الاقتداء والاهتداء بهدي الخلفاء الراشدين، وخص أبو بكر وعمر لأن لهما مزية عظيمة من غيرهما من الخلفاء. وكذلك أثنى على قرنه فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. هذه كلها تؤيد على أنه يجب لزوم الجماعة. ولذا نجد أن الإسلام أمره عجيب، فالقرآن هو الأساس، أساس الدين، والسنة هي التي تشرح القرآن وتحرسه، وهدي السلف الصالح هو الذي يشرح الكتاب والسنة ويحرسه. شوف الدائرة الأولى الكتاب، ثم الدائرة الثانية السنة، والدائرة الثالثة هي إجماع الصحابة وهدي الصحابة وأهل السلف الأول. فإذا حاول المبتدعة أن يتلاعبوا بالقرآن فالسنة تزجرهم وتسلط الضوء عليهم وتبين لهم خطأهم وحوارهم وإفكهم. وإذا حاول أحد المبتدعة أن يتلاعب بفهم السنة كذلك فهدي السلف وأقوالهم وهدي العلماء هو الذي يوضح إفكهم وخطأهم ويسلط الضوء عليهم. لذلك نبي الإسلام محروف. لو ترك الكتاب وحده لتلاعب أهل البدع ويقول كل واحد هذه دليل على رأيي وهذه دليل على رأيي. ولو ترك الكتاب والسنة فقط أيضا لتلاعب بها أهل البدع، ولكن يحرسه الكتاب والسنة هدي السلف وإجماعهم حتى لا يتلاعب على الكتاب والسنة أحد من المبتدعة.
فبالسنة إيه كتب السماعة، وإذا بيساعد عددا للسماعة and be apart from it, then he has thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck and he is astray, leading others astray. So suppose like this part. It seems that the Zuma Jama'a was Sahaba, so we need to cling to a Jama'a because Allah in the Quran says فمن يفحص من يتبع الرسول بعدما تبين الهدى من بعد أن تبين الهدى
ما تبين
الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوليه ما تولى. وإذا يسألك الرسول إذا لا تام make it hard for the prophet كنت هذا يسمى make it hard for the prophet when the Huda, which is the clear plan has been established to him and followed ways other than the ways of the Mu'mineen, the one thing in Allah will give him whatever what he wants, because whatever he wants is the desire of his life. And the Prophet says, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. So follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the خلفاء الراشدين. For that that follow me. اقتدوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجذ. Follow me and cling to it even with his teeth. And it says, اقتدوا بالذين من بعدي. بالذين من بعدي. Follow
أبي بكر.
Follow the two that will come after me, who are Abu Bakr and Umar. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم أثنى على قرنه. He gives good saying good words about people of his age. Since he says, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best people are the people of my age, people like who live at the age with him, at the age with him, then the people will follow them and the people will follow them. The second and third generation of Islam. And he says, in turn, he says, Al-Islam al-Azim. The thing about Islam is so magical, but funny, but not in a bad way, it's so nice. Because the Quran, the basis of the Quran, is the basis of the deen is the Quran. And the Sunnah extends the Quran and guard it from whatever the other Mubtadi'een will flow into it. And Sahaba were, Hadith Sunnah wa Ijma' Sahaba. So, it kept saying, and it's not otherwise, the Sun is so magic, because it's like a circle, if you think about it. In one sense, the Quran is the basic of the Quran, and the Sunnah guides the Quran. And the Sahaba is the second. I think that is actually said again. And Islam Allah Raji, Islam is a magical thing, things that you can't even wonder about. Yeah, one good thing, you wonder about. The Quran has 30 things. So the basic of the Quran is of the deen is the Quran. A sunnah to the Quran. The sunnah explains the Quran and guard it. The Sahaba, the Ijma' al-Sahaba, or who the Sahaba they will establish whatever the Prophet says in his Sunnah. It means like a circle, one thing leads to another. So إذا حول الناس أن يتلعبوا بالقرآن, so if people start to play around or they extend it according to their desire, a Sunnah to either, so a Sunnah will make it, will just stand against them in their explanation, because whatever he says is not according to the Sunnah. So have you seen that it is not Sahaba? So if I say again, it's like a circle.
Yeah.
To start with, it's like in one stage there's the Quran, the identity, the basic of Islam, the deen. A Sunnah explains the Quran. Yeah. And it's not Sahaba. Given to protect whatever the Prophet, the Sunnah of the Prophet, whatever the Prophet comes along with. And it's nothing contradicts the other. So if any of these Mubtadi'ah start to say anything about the Quran, the Sunnah will contradict them, because if they try to explain according to the desire, it's not what comes in the Sunnah. So an Islam is like Islam is mahrus, which is well guarded from every single part, from the Sunnah of the Prophet and from the Sahaba, or Islam Sahaba. So when I talk about Quran, if people leave the Quran and the Sunnah, wa hadith salaf wa Isma'il, if people leave the Quran and the Sunnah and the Islam of Sahaba, so everything will be, everybody will go astray in a way.
وقول الشيخ ومن رغب غير الجماعة وفارقها فقد خلع ربعة تبغة الإسلام من عنقه وكان الضال مضلا, هذا يدل على أن من فارق الجماعة وترك الإجماع أنه يفارق الإسلام, وهذا ليس على إطلاقه, فالبدع والخلاف ينقسم إلى بدعة مفسقة وبدعة مكفرة, فبعض البدع يكفر بها صاحبها كالغلاة الروافد الذين كانوا يعبدون حاليا ويعتقدون الألوهية, وكذلك بعض الباطنية, فهذه بدع مكفرة, ومن ينكر شيئا محلولا من الدين بالضرورة, وبعضها بدع مفسقة لا تخرجه عن دائرة الإسلام, وإنما تخرجه عن الصواب وعن الطريق المستقيم, فهذا الكلام لا يؤخذ على إدلاقه, لأن الضلال ليس معناه كل ضال أنه خرج عن الإسلام, قد يكون في داخل الإسلام لكنه ضال لأنه يعتقد عقائد فاسدة لا تمت إلى الإسلام سلة, وإن شاء الله نكتفي بهذا القدر اليوم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من خالف الإسلام
فهو
من خالف الإسلام The first one, first category is Mukaffira, and the second one is Mufassiqa. So people who live aside the Islam, they do not call in two categories. So Al-Bid'ah Al-Mukaffira, that means you kafir bi sahibha. So whoever establishes one of these bid'ah in according to this category, it becomes a kafir. But the second category is Mufassiqa, that's what you do under Islam. Does not lead him outside the circle of Islam, even though he be dealing with no accordance of Islam, but he will not come outside the belief. So there is two categories: one is Mukaffira, which is leading outside the circle of Islam, but other one is only Mufassiqa, that is not taken outside the Islam. But his attitude, his behavior is in a way not acceptable, but still he still stays in the circle of Islam and stays the folk at this stage.
نعطي وقت للأسئلة إن شاء الله.
So now it's time for questions, inshallah.
This one is for the Kafra. It's for example. some of the massages that we go to, some of the Imam Jameen to Salah, maybe Sufi, and they are either in Dabi Saruda or some of the DJs and Sufis that they have. And with regards to knowing that he's above and he's out, and they have as an Aqeedah, not through Yahoo, but as an Aqeedah that he was everywhere, and some of the lines that they say upon the Prophet of Allah, should we pray behind them? Because if that is bigger than Muqaddara, are they within? We cannot take them out of the fold of the Prophet. Is that bigger than Muqaddara, so we should not pray behind it?
Okay, you see, if you see him committing shirk, he's acting service for deaf people and awliya. If you see him committing yani real shirk, you can pray with him. You can pray after him. But if you don't see him committing any shirk, maybe he's doing yani in hidden place or something like that, you can pray, because the aqid of Ahlul Sunnah that we pray after the Ahl al-Qibla, sawa'un kanu barra or fajr, whether he is this man of taqi or he is yani non-this man. So if we don't see him committing any shirk, we can pray with him, because we can't yani take him out of Islam, so we can pray with him. But if you see him committing shirk, you can believe. Yes, you have peace. You heard some shirk. And also, you have to discuss with him what do you mean that. You must try to take some alim people in order to discuss with him. Okay. Bid'ah al-Muqattara, the fundamental thing is that if person committed something which is known as Islam, everyone knows an Islam, that is, it is out of Islam. He is making bone for Sanam, he threw it the mishaf, and he also asking safe from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things are shirk, because when he asks the dead person to give him son, to give him wealthy, to give him that shirk, because al-ibadah, al-du'a, it is divided into two: du'a mas'ala and du'a ibadah. One is for asking, Allahumma a'tini, and what is for ibadah. So both دعاء المسألة دعاء العبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى. So if he is asking غير الله سبحانه وتعالى, he is shirk. So if that thing which is denying and which is acting is very known in Islam, that someone who does that is out of Islam and all people know it, مثلا he says that zina is halal, that to kill Muslim is halal for me, he makes halal all muharramat, and also forbids the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes halal, or he makes istijal the Quran, he just the makes fun of a deen. So all these things, قل بالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. We are making fun of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His Prophet and His آيات. Yes, somehow if he is مثلا this is جاهل, he accepted Islam very slow, or he is growing in a very 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 ancient place which is no ulama, which is no scholars who teaches them, this one man must be forgiven until he understands the deen.
There are some people who are
they don't be the time of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They
all
mix up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting and
having
to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help them? Do we want them to fight? Or what about, what is our role?
Okay, if there is some mubtada and sufis, they are fighting against the kuffar, and they have imam and good rule, so, and they are fighting, we are fighting with them, because they are supposed as ahl qibla. They are closer than kuffar, because this you can affect, you can teach him, you can correct him, but this kafir is more dangerous. So if they are making jihad, we use jihad, real jihad, which is fulfilled his all conditions, which is that most Muslim must have the leader, and they have ability to fight against that kuffar. And there is no mixing between the Muslim and kuffar. If someone says I'm declaring jihad in this kuffar country, we can't support him because it is fitnah. Because the kuffar is the majority, and Muslims are sitting between them. If you hit, you will hit hundreds of Muslims. So if a good jihad, which fulfills the good whole conditions, which ulama derived and understood from Islam, we can support against the kuffar. Because Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, when Tatar invaded the Muslim, there was a lot of Sufi, so they was taking one bomb that day, Ludu Biqabri Abi Amr, meaning take help from the grave of Abi Amr, one of the awliya. فكان he was correcting that bad aqid, that bad faith, and he was saying to them, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that time, that day, Muslims were defeated. Then he tried to correct them and to teach them the right aqid and the right to faith. Then next time they got victory, and they become victorious, and so we must be healthy Muslims against kuffar. If it is good jihad, but if it is fitna, like what happens in the world, in many parts of the world, hit and run, like the liberation front is working, that's no jihad. Because Muslim, if you have istita'a and ability to carry on jihad, you need jihad. Otherwise, you must be patient. أَلَمْ تَرَ الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ خَشْيَةَ النَّاسِ. يعني some people, when there is no ability, they can be patient. They can control themselves to make salah and psalm and what they do. They say, why we don't make jihad? Why? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make fard the jihad and declare the jihad, everybody will struggle. So I think many people who are walking and running in fitna now, if there is real imam, and through imam and through khalifa, and declare jihad, they will go between the streets and never go in the front.
Which you think are those of bid'ah who have any of the bid'ah, they have money of the bid'ah, so they come in to give their dawah, or whatever.
Yes,
what about if they are those who are not like this? You know, you have some shabab, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we listen here 1 minute, some listen there 1 minute, sunnah.
Mm-hmm.
they had, or whatever it is that they're calling to, can they be considered amongst them?
Yes, yes, because what is the better? The طالب العلم, the learner, the one who is new learn the ilm, he must think well first. He must choose the alim, the one who is whom is taking ilm from him. So if he sees good alim and sunni and wara, and he is very, yani, trust, yani, some alim which can trust him, he can take him ilm and he can learn from him. But someone who they have, who have, yani, some different ideas, which is very far from sunnah, he must not go to them. Because this, يقولون, yani, don't, yani, make you are hard as a sponge, which يعني is ready to everything. So if you listen, everything will drop here, and this will affect you also. You must listen a good thing, because if you listen bad things, this will affect you. Why Islam, يعني Allah Subhanahu orders us to keep our eyes from haram, to keep our ears from listening to something, because all this affects the heart, because the inner party has an effect to the upper part, and upper part also. So if we listen to some bad things, and the ulama was saying, I like my son to be with the qutaa'u turuq, thieves, and gangis, rather than to be with Ahl al-Bidah, because when he is committing the يعني the ma'asi and the sins, he feels that he is in wrong way. But when he is committing bid'ah, he makes himself and he sins himself that he is doing well, he is in a correct way, he is in something like that. So bid'ah is very dangerous. So I wonder so many people who they are going there and there and there, and who listen to everyone. So we must try to choose first the one you are taking ilm from him and you are learning from knowledge. Because if you take from everything, then مثلاً you have a garden. If you put every water, everything, it will spoil. You have to judge the water and the fertile and the soil, which is suitable to this ground and this to this plantation. But if you don't care about it, it will ruin and destroy it. So your heart is more precious than garden or something like that. So you have to keep it and try to listen to good things. الفقاه مين مع معنى الفقاه مثلا لا لا تغتابر الأولياء إلا أن تتقوا منهم فقاه ولا حذركم الله. يعني الفقاه مين يعني أنت ترجم لهم الفقاه مين مثلا واحد يعيش في بيئة قاسية هو مستضعف ما يستطيع أن يصرح أفكاره ولا أن يصرح مخالفتهم، وإذا خالفهم جهرا عاقبوه وذلوه، فيوافقهم بالكلام فقط أنهم ينصرهم وكذا وكذا، ولكن يكرههم في قلبه ولا يساعدهم في منكرهم وكذا. هذا هو التقاء. شكرا لكم.
Muslim, part of the Quran, I wasn't sure about literally word for word, but it meant all you who believe do not take such believers as awliya, as close friends, except they and to take it illa and take it in them suqa or yuhadzirikum Allah wa nafsa, except that you take either you take guard of them and Allah warns you of himself. that the Shaykh explained, sometimes there is no harm working with them if you are Mushada, if you are like, you're not strong enough to stand against the Kuffar. Because if you do stand the Kuffar, stand against the Kuffar, they will punish you. So, in a way, as an escape route, is to agree with them in what they say, but within your heart, do hate them. Allahu A'lam.
مثلا one man lives in Kufr society, his family is a Kufr society, so he can't express that he hates them and he is not يعني, satisfied with them because they can kill and they can harm something, so he shows them maybe he loves, he can cooperate with them, he can and you coexist and something like that, but he hides his heart that he hates them and he never. So that is a barura, and that is necessity comes. But the Shia, they use this in a different way, because all their religion is established in Tuqya. Because he never, يعني, maybe you are in Iran and in their country, he makes you Tuqya. He has the power, but he makes all Tuqya. We love Muslims, we love Ahl Sunnah, we are together, we are together. But he hates you. Even he can put this way in your Ra'an, because they believe you can harm Ahl Sunnah everything. So sometimes they can put urine on your ta'am if they can do. And what happens is sometimes they put a stool in the Hajar al-Aswad here, an Iyam Faisal. And Malik Faisal tried to save the arm, he took the one who put the stool in the Hajar al-Aswad. Very bad thing. And Shaykh al-Islam says that always that Shia is in humiliated way, though he is in power. And she says the Sunni, though he is in a very weak place, but because his iman and his superiority and his good faith, he always proud and he has something, what do you call the Shaka al Nafs? He has confidence, he has confidence himself, because he believes that he is in the right way, he believes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in Prophet, he loves the Sahaba, he sees that he is in the right way, indeed in Habl Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasuli, he knows that he has not lost the Prophet, has not lost the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Even the Ali radiallahu anhu, when they talk Ali, they don't like him because they have something. They say Ali, but they have something that Ali. Subhanallah. He was Christian first. Come down. If there is a Muslim government, if he leads a Muslim society, and there is government which rules according to Islam, this man must be took. He must be not healed. He always says that you have to come back to Islam. It's a tough. He is asked to go back to his Islam, and some ulama and some scholarists will try to satisfy him to accept Islam and come back from Riddah. If this trial is not successful and he insisted that he will be kafir, so he will be killed. من بدل دينه فاقتلوه. because يعني, the principle which Islam maintains is five: الدين, deen, religion, and nafs, soul, and the العقل, and the العرض, والمال. فهذه main important thing, مال الدين, wealth. الدين, الدين, النفس, الدين والنفس.
النفس which is the soul.
Yes. العقل.
العقل which is the mind, the intellect.
المال.
المال.
العرض.
العرض which is the honor.
Honor.
This one is wealth. Man is money, wealth.
Yes. العرض.
العرض which is the honor.
So whoever tries to destroy these things or to make unstable, he must be banished. The one who kills Muslims, he must be killed, in order every people to be fair to kill, because if they know that if he kills his brother, he will be killed, everyone will stop. That is to keep the nafs, the soul. And if one drinks alcohol, he his intelligence will be so, he must be yani big by because. And if he sees this money and wealth from people, he must be cut his hand in order to maintain the wealth of the people. And if someone try to commit zina in order to destroy the Muslim society and Muslim what you call usra, family, he must be banished and killed and killed. And if someone makes khadr, he says you are zani and you are mother, etc., etc., also he makes khadr and must be yani beaten. And if one changes his religion and become a murtad, he must be killed. And also mubtadi, why mubtadi also is must be banished? Because he also he believes in deen, also he hurts the deen. So that's why always ulama ahli sunnah, they try to banish and mubtadi, because you have, and some mubtadi who is bid'ah is mukaffira, was killed, but sacrifices. Some of the umrahs, he was in Eid al-Adha, and he made lecture to Ra'id, and he said, you have to sacrifice your udhiya, taqabbar Allah bihayakum, and I am sacrificing with Ja'd ibn Dirham, because he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak with Musa, and Ibrahim is not the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his bid'ah is bid'ah mukaffira, cause he sacrificed. Why he sacrificing? Because he wanted to make fasad in the deen and to hurt the deen. So why we kill the murtad and why we banish the mubtadi'? Because they hurt the deen. Some people, like Farabi, we heard, he says, we don't want to kill the murtad, something. But those people, they are also mubtadi'a. They are also mubtadi'a. So, and also believe in deen. So he wants to defend the mubtadi'a, because like them. Like them. But the Sunni, he must be, kick the Islam and so that's why we are killing the murtad and punishing the mubtadi', and also sometimes it must be sealed, because to maintain the deen. And the deen must not be something which can be delayed and destroyed and something like that.
On Thursday, we heard some of the, what I mean, with regard to the mubtadi', where you see like the beaches, for example. As a punishment, you see that individual or that man, you are behind you, as a punishment to the bidder that is upon you. And we know that some of the seller would not go to the janazah of some of the muqtadi, because they're muqtadi as a sign of punishment of this scum at the bidder. Can that be done today? It is to be established that these people who are in that category, we punish them for their bidder.
Okay. That abandon the mubtadi, I think Sheikh al-Albani asked that question. And he says that people of Salaf who were abandoned the bid'ah, they were in high rank in the society. So that if they abandon and did not agree to someone, he feels very sad, because this sheikh, which people يعني, honor him and follow him, he has anger with them. So this affects him to come back to Mubtadi'ah and to go back to Jama'ah. So she said, if you are abandoning and you are cutting that man, affects him this man and his followers to come back to the Jama'ah. Well, that is very nice. But he says, these days we see no alim and no one except يعني, many people have very honor in the society, because all society are running after mad, after dog and bone. So you can see now Sheikh al-Albani, he is in his room. No government can accept it. No one can support it, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people running after madha, after harakat, after leadership, or something like that, because they are some madha, some material thing. So it says, if you are abandoning, it's not affecting, but maybe, يعني, increases some problem, and you will not do, because مثلاً, you know some fasiq one. If you abandon Islam, he will go away and away and away. But every day if you greet to him and say, come to Masjid and how are you, Allah has you, so maybe he loses you and come back. But if you abandon Islam, he has bad other friends who are worse, and he go back, because if you are abandon is making a lot of problem, and something is going worse and worse, you can't miss, because that thing is according to the maslaha and the masada, according to the what benefit and what lose can, what can we benefit and can we get. So we can't just say we abandon bid'ah and abandon, because maybe hard to some change and disturb some. If you fear, you are self. If you fear, you are self. If you, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويستر على أذاهم خير من المؤمن الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يستر على أذاهم. Means a mu'min which goes through people and affects them, and if some harm comes to meditation, he affects it, and meditation, if some harm comes to him, it is better than Muslim who keeps away from people. Ulama says that means if you are affecting people and you are increasing some ma'roof, and it's not affecting you, it's better to go with the people and to manage and to interfere their affairs. And but if you fear yourself to be affected by those people and to make fitna to your aqidah, they say you are deen is your atman. If you are capital, you are deen. So you must be go away. And that's what the hadith of Baratu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abdullah ibn Umar, what about your condition if you are with your people who they have no bromide, they are untrusted people, you cannot trust him, and they are something like that. You can't know how you can follow it. And in this case, they are disorder. And out of condition, you can't give him promise, you can't trust him. And he said, what do you do? يقول, you take what you know of your deen, and you be, you must be very busy with your own self, and don't interfere the public thing, and so don't try to make leadership and something like that, because of people of fitna, people of untrust, you can't trust them. So all are thieves and all are khawara. So you try to say to them, I try to lead you to make a khiraf or something like that. You have to correct it.